And here we go, back on a Monday morning. What a day, what a day, what a day. January the 20th, 2020, which, if you're keeping track here, is 1-20-2020. Today is 1-20-2020. It's too bad the kids are not in school today. I would love to see teachers all around trying to announce that day to the class. They'd get around it, though. Teachers are very resourceful. Now, we've got a lot to talk about now, because during the break there, a lot of stuff came up on the table that I want to address. Okay. You know, this is a sure sign that you're getting older and your mind is not holding up as well as it once did. Now, if you're just tuning in, I know a lot of people tune in at the top of the hours. Last hour, we had a caller call in, which is always great. I love hearing from you, the listeners, who said she had watched some movies over the weekend, and one of the movies was Notting Hill. And I did check, by the way, during the break. It is Julia Roberts. She is the lead of that movie, along with a male counterpart. Now, the caller said that over the weekend, she thought that I resembled the person in this movie. And then I went through, and first of all, I was a little apprehensive of that, by the way, because you never know. You know, sometimes they say you resemble somebody in a movie, and it can end up being like John Goodman, and you don't want that. So I was a little nervous to know who this was. So the caller finally did tell me the name of the movie that the person was in, which was Notting Hill, which was a great, I think, 90s movie. I think that movie came out in the 90s sometimes. In any event, they wanted Bailey to check and see if I looked like this person. Now, that's a whole other subject to get into, the Bailey thing, in just a second. But what I want to say first is I mistold the story. I had one of those flashback moments there during the break, because I said what happened was I was working at Payless when I was in college, and somebody came in and told me that I looked like this actor in this movie. Okay, that's not what happened. I do remember what happened now. I was standing there with the other person, and the other person rung up this bunch of girls. Because I think it's just girls, because to be honest with you, Notting Hill is more of a girly movie than a guy movie. Even though it is a good movie, from what I've heard, even though I have not seen it. I would watch it. It has Julia Roberts in it. Why wouldn't you watch it? Even if it's a bad movie, it's going to have at least a little good acting, because Julia Roberts is a good actress. And so is the person that we're talking about here. So in any event, I was standing like over against the counter, and the person who was working at Payless with me that day rung out this group of girls. And I heard them going out the door. And what they said was, was that this actor? I mean, they really thought that I was him. Now, why I would be hanging out in Marion, Ohio on a Payless, at a Payless shoe store on a Sunday, I have no idea. But that's what they said. That's how close they felt the resemblance was. Now, I don't know how close the resemblance really is. I like that resemblance because, to be honest with you, we all know I'm obsessed with the British accent. And this person is British. And he was a very, he was like one of those, you know, like, what do they call those people? Like heartthrob actors. He was one of, I think he dated Julia Roberts, a matter of fact, when they were doing Notting Hill. So if I could date Julia Roberts, you know, hey, I would have done that movie. Anyway, say all that to say this, once I corrected my story there, which we're going to go off and do a whole nother thing here in just a minute. But a good friend of mine, funny, talented, very just great friend, sent me a message there during the break. I didn't even know she was listening to the show. I thank you for listening to the show, because I have this trio that I've talked about them before, so I'm not going to say the names again today, and I'm not going to do that because maybe they don't want me to. I'm always nervous of that. I don't know why, but I don't want to say somebody's name on the air who maybe doesn't want their name said. But I have this group of people that I hang around with, and they're great people, fun people, enjoy them a lot. But one listens to the show and one doesn't. Now, the other, I think, is starting to listen to the show. That's what she says. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, but she does say she's starting to listen to the show. We have to put her on a polygraph machine and see if she really is or not. But aside from that, the one who does listen to the show, and God bless you for listening to the show, because sometimes, you know, it can be a real wreck here from day to day. I got a message from her, and do you remember the line from Notting Hill? I remember this line now because it was a big deal at the time. She said she had seen the movie, and it was Julia Roberts, and the line was, she was just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. Now, isn't that a great line? She was just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her. Isn't that nice? That's a nice thing. I like that line. You know, and I'll tell you something. As a boy who likes girls, it is nice when somebody does stand in front of you and tell you that stuff. There's an irony to this I'm not going to get into at this particular point, but that was a great movie. Notting Hill was a great movie. Did the caller even tell us if she thought Notting Hill was a good movie? You'll have to let me know. Did you think Notting Hill was a good movie? I might have to watch it. I've never actually seen the thing. But anyway, say all that to say this. The person who sent me the thing about Notting Hill also likes the movie Dirty Dancing. And as everybody knows, I have a total disdain for the movie Dirty Dancing, Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. I don't understand the movie. Now, I don't mind if you like watching Dirty Dancing. I understand people like to watch it. There are certainly far worse movies than it that are not good at all. Like Borat. Did anybody ever see Borat? Oh, man. Horrible, horrible movie. Wait, is Borat the one that came second? I always get confused with Sacha Baron Cohen. He did one that was very good. The first movie he did was very funny. And then he did the second movie, and I thought that was not very good. I thought that was kind of, you know, he was trying to be funny, but he was making fun of I got all kinds of messages coming my way. I'll have to fill you in on this in a second. It was just not, was it Borat? I can't remember. He did two movies. He did one and then he did another one, but I can't remember if Borat was the awful one or if it was the other one. Anyway, I can't look it up. Don't have time to look it up here. So we're going to get back to this. But Sacha Baron Cohen did this movie. First one was good. Second one was just terrible. Now, Dirty Dancing is better than Borat. I'll give you that. Dirty Dancing is better than Borat. But it's not a good movie. It's a horrible, horrible movie. And like I say, Patrick Swayze, God rest his soul. I'm sorry he's no longer with us. To make those awful movies, but I don't understand Dirty Dancing. Now, Ghost, I've seen Ghost, but to be honest with you, Ghost to me is more about Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, yes, there's that pottery scene, which I don't understand that pottery scene in Ghost. I don't get that. I'm not even going to talk about it, but the only thing about that pottery scene that I like in Ghost Well, I'm going to get to these messages in a second. So I know you're out there listening. I'm going to get to you. Just hold on. The pottery scene in Ghost is funny because have any of you ever seen the Naked Gun movies with Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley? Funny, funny movies. Three of those movies, and they were all very, very funny. Now, I bet you did not know that the same people who made Ghost, the Zucker brothers, two of their other brothers made the Naked Gun movies with Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley. Now, there's this pottery scene in Ghost, which we all know, it's one of the most iconic scenes from that Ghost movie, where they're making pottery together. Why they're making pottery together, I have no idea, but they're making pottery, and it turns into a very, how should we say, intimate moment, okay? If you want to see it, go watch the movie. So, they do the little pottery thing. And it's a big scene in Ghost. Well, here comes the Naked Gun, which I think it's Naked Gun 2.5. I think it's the second one with Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley. Well, anyway, they do that pottery scene with Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley. They do the exact same pottery scene that Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore had done in Ghost, but the funny thing is, in The Naked Gun with Leslie Nielsen and Priscilla Presley, they do what would actually happen. Because, you know, they have this potter's wheel, and they're making this pottery, and what really happens is, after they, you know, stop making the pottery, the potter's wheel's still moving around, and the clay starts flying everywhere all over the room. So I always thought that was a neat take on the pottery scene. Now, that being said, now the person who I just told you never listens, the other person in this trio of people, now she's listening. But I will bet you this. I'll bet money. She says she can pass a polygraph test. I don't believe she could. But I'll bet you money on this. I'll bet you that the first person who was listening this morning who brought this up, it got her to listen. I will bet you dollars to donuts that's what happened. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Yes.
I have some items I'd like to sell. They're reasonable and cheap, and people could make offers on them if they'd like.
Go right ahead.
I got a beautiful set of dishes, some dolls for sale, a lamp, pots and pans, Black & Decker coffee maker, and a blonde-colored round table, but it doesn't have any chairs to it.
All right. Now, do you have a specific price for these items?
Pardon?
Do you have a specific price for these items?
No, they can come and look at them and make an offer.
All right. Now, do they need to call you first?
Yes, have them call.
What's
no text. No texts. I'm not used to this texting thing.
All right. No text. So
and my number is 740-262-5928.
Got it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.
You too. See, we do a little bit of everything on this show. It's like the Home Shopping Network here. We do a little bit of everything. Okay, back to the Dirty Dancing thing. Here's what I believe. I believe that the person who was really listening this morning, who actually was not prompted to listen, told the second person to listen. Because I know she would not be listening. She doesn't listen to this show. I don't think she's ever attempted to listen to this show. And now she's sending me messages telling me she's listening, and Dirty Dancing is a great movie, and Patrick Swayze is great, and she could pass a polygraph. She couldn't pass a polygraph. Couldn't pass a polygraph to save her life. Now, Dirty Dancing's an awful movie. Now, I hate to say that. I know there are a lot of people who like it, and I know, you know, maybe I'll get flack for this. It's just not a good movie. And I don't know any movie that Patrick Swayze did that was good. Can anybody honestly remember a Patrick Swayze movie that was any good at all? I mean, he did some of those movies like Roadhouse, but I'm certainly not going to call that a classic. And Ghost, like I say, that's the one where Whoopi Goldberg won her Oscar. So, the movie was okay, but it wasn't because of Patrick Swayze. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And now she's telling me that the other person didn't tell her to listen. We know. Listen, you can't pass the polygraph. We know she told you to listen. So, the point is, Dirty Dancing's awful. And I don't know why these two think Dirty Dancing is such a great movie. It's horrible. It's one of the most horrible movies. And let me tell you why it's horrible. And I don't think Jennifer Grey is a bad actress, and I don't think that Jerry Orbach is a bad actor. Jerry Orbach plays the father of one of the actresses. All right, we're getting a call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're just talking about Patrick Swayze. Dirty Dancing has one that's all about relationships and about people who have and who do not have, and it was more or less a battle of wits to see who was going to win out.
So it was a battle. It was a battle of wits between who?
Yeah, a battle of wits to see who was going to win out.
Now, who was the battle of wits between?
It was between him and her dad.
Oh, but so it was between Patrick Swayze's character and the father.
Right, because he was a doctor and he had a lot of money and whatever.
Well, we know who would have, in real life, we know who would win that battle of wits. It would be the doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
In real life, yeah. Now, you mentioned Roadhouse,
yes.
I have the 8-track tape originally from that, and I just showed it over the weekend, and I think that was one of the better shows, if you really paid attention to it, that Patrick Swayze made. It was all about the bad guy trying to control everybody.
Well, you know, I do think that probably Roadhouse is the best movie that he made outside of Ghost, but I mean, did he make any other movies worth anything? I mean, in his entire career?
Well, yeah, not really. Ghost and Roadhouse and Dirty Dancing wasn't bad. I didn't really care for it, but then that's what it was all about.
Well, hey, I appreciate your take on that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, see, there you go. There's another person who doesn't like Dirty Dancing. Now, Roadhouse, yeah, I mean, it was your typical, action movie. So there you go. Does anybody else have any feeling on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are always open for your opinion as well. We would love to hear from you. But I'm sorry. You know, we should do a show one day on movies because we're doing that show kind of today, but it'd be fun to have some other opinions in on this. Notting Hill has that great line that we quoted earlier on. Dirty Dancing's an awful movie. Dirty Dancing, a matter of fact, here's what I think. I think that we should be kind of like Russia in this country and just ban that movie. I mean, can't we do that? I mean, I understand we want freedom of speech. I understand we want freedom of expression. I understand we don't want to take people's creativity away. But can't we just ban that movie? It's been like 30 years now that's been on the racks. We don't need to see it anymore. We've all seen it. It's over. It's awful. It's a horrible movie. You know what that movie teaches people? That movie teaches people that some dancer can come rolling into town. I don't know where he's coming from. I don't even know what he's doing. I think he left like a family. Basically, he was traveling the country ramsacking families, is as near as I can tell from that movie. He was ramsacking towns and families as he came into this town. And here's this young girl, daughter of a doctor. Daughter of a doctor. Do you understand what I'm saying? Daughter of a doctor. And through dance, he wins her heart. Now, see, that's nuts. That's not a real movie. That's crazy. I'll tell you what a real movie is. She was just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to fall in love. Now, there's a movie. That's a title. Notting Hill. You know, I'm getting all these other Patrick Swayze movies now. Outsiders, Point Break, awful. But they're awful. I don't even know what those movies are. I don't even think those are real movies. They were probably those movies that came right out to video cassette. Do you remember in those days when those movies came right out to video? That's what happened. Nobody would, because I know darn well, nobody would go to a movie theater to see those movies. I don't even know what those movies are about. Now, I am getting word here that Dirty Dancing is a coming-of-age movie for a young woman. Okay. I don't know. Coming of age. What does that mean? Coming of age. It was a coming of age movie for a young woman? I think it was a coming to insanity movie for a young woman, because she had a boyfriend who I think the father liked and everything was going fine, and then this kind of con man, really that's what he is in the movie, he's kind of a con man, a dancing con man. He's a con man and he takes the woman. I mean, isn't that awful? That's not a good coming of age thing. You don't want to come of age that way. That's like, oh, that's living in an awful town. That's horrible. Anyway, Dirty Dancing, not a good movie. Sorry we had to get off on this tangent, but it's awful. But if anybody would like to share their opinion, I'm glad to hear it. What do you think's a good movie? Do you like Notting Hill? Do you like Dirty Dancing? I can't imagine you would, but do you like Dirty Dancing? Do you like anything? Now, come on, let me know. Phone lines are open. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we can discuss this, because this is a discussion that really needs to be had on the air. We need to log this down for the history of the world. Why these movies stink, and why these movies do not stink. And Dirty Dancing is just one of those movies that does stink. I'm getting some feedback here. She's standing up for herself and forming her own beliefs outside of her closed-minded parents' beliefs. Oh, my God. I'm telling you what. These two, I like them. You know, we have a lot of fun together. But let me just write this down in big capital letters. They don't know what they're talking about when it comes to movies. They just don't know what they're talking about. You're not supposed to... when you're a parent, you don't want your kids going up against you like that, especially with some awful, awful, terrible con man dance teacher. You don't want that. That's no good. That's not what you want in life. You want a good kid who's going to go to a good college or get a good job and marry a nice person. You want the guy from Notting Hill. That's who you want. You don't want some fast-talking dance teacher. I don't know. Horrible, horrible movie. You know what I really want? Here's what I really want. I wish somebody, because my thing is a large Diet Coke from McDonald's. That's what I like to have in here every morning. I think that's my only vice in life, is a large Diet Coke from McDonald's. I would like, if these two are listening, now they can swap up days on this, but it would be nice if they would bring me every day a large Diet Coke. See, I think that would be nice. Now, there is something that I could get behind. I cannot get behind Dirty Dancing, but I can get behind that. If on alternate days, you know, there's only 5 days in a week, so one day, 1 week, somebody's going to get stuck with more days than the other one. But, you know, they could just deliver me a large Diet Coke every day from McDonald's. I would be a much happier person. And maybe I could come around on this Dirty Dancing fiasco. I don't think I will. I don't think there's any chance in the world of me coming around on this. But just a terrible movie. That's all I have to say. I'm sorry on Martin Luther King Jr. Day that I had to get off on a tangent about the dislike of the movie Dirty Dancing. But What we do know is that the people I'm talking to, whose names I shall not mention, could not pass a polygraph, and clearly don't have good taste in movies. So there you go. But if you want to call in, you certainly can. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, this is funny. One of the people, this is a funny line. I like this. Both of them have kids, but one of them has a 17-year-old. And I just got word that apparently the 17-year-old is listening. And the 17-year-old said that my hate for this movie sounds like communist propaganda. My hate for this movie sounds like communist propaganda from the 17-year-old who's listening with his mother. Now, see, listen, I'm not a communist. And this is not propaganda because, you know, I'm sure somebody could come in here and yank this microphone out of my face. I'm just saying that it's awful. But please bring me a Diet Coke. You know, if you want to stop the communist propaganda, here's how you do it. You deliver a Diet Coke every day and everything will be hunky-dory. Everything will be hunky-dory. Now, one of them, this is like a... See, you're getting it in real time here, folks. You're getting conversations that are happening on the internet. There is no radio show anywhere in the world right now where you will get a host who will answer your questions directly on the internet. But I'm a full-service host here. I'm like that guy. You remember when you pulled into the gas station and the guy would pump your gas, and then while the gas was pumping, he'd ask you if you needed your windows washed off, and he would check your oil, and he would do all these sort of things. That's what I kind of feel like. This is the full-service radio lane. When you come to this show, you can call in if you want, 740-383-9944. You can Facebook message me if you want. You can email me if you want. And I will answer your calls and questions and messages right there, because this is the full-service lane at in radio. This is the full service broadcasting lane. We'll do whatever we have to do. Even when you call me a communist and say that I am spouting communist propaganda, I'll guarantee you this. There are free countries like Switzerland. They're not watching Dirty Dancing. Canada, they're not watching Dirty Dancing. Not a chance. That's nuts. Holy Moses. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good, because I'm laughing at all my passengers' reaction to your opinion about Dirty Dancing.
Oh,
but one lady, I just took her to the doctor. She said, is he going to talk about this all morning?
Oh, well, I'm on a rant.
Oh, I know. It's the whole city of America. Why do you hate that movie so much?
It's awful. It's an, no, wait, I want to make... So
that
we,
doesn't, just like repeating the same thing you've already said, doesn't help me to understand.
No, I'll help you. I'll bring it to a crescendo here. But we were on in the bus this morning. I love this. So we're on...
that's Sarah, and you know I listen to you all the time. I always call in. Sometimes I feel like I call in too much.
No, we love when people call in, because sometimes we have to shut me up because I have communist propaganda. No, I love it. So the people on the bus this morning are being entertained by this conversation.
Oh, they were just laughing hysterically. And they said, is this guy going to talk about this all morning? I said, I don't know.
I love it. Well, yes, I am going to talk about it all morning, because now I've killed, like, the majority of this hour, so why not?
Well, you're on
it.
Yeah, you might just as well keep on going. Don't stop now.
Might as well run it into the ground. Why not? So, here's what I'm saying.
Poor Patrick. God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. I mean, I'm
sad. God rest his incredibly handsome, hot soul.
Oh, no. Well, see, right there. See, here's the problem with that movie. That's what it's all about. See, this is what we're going to do a deep dive on here. No guy really likes that movie, because what that movie is really about is the scene, we all know the scene, with Jennifer Grey and Patrick Swayze, and they're out on the dance floor, and blah, 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 blah. And that's what that movie's really all about.
Oh, yeah, the iconic where she, like, runs and jumps into his arm. And
right.
Arms
and, right. And, yeah. And in reality, that's not really what would happen on the dance floor. People don't do that on the dance floor.
People probably wish that they could do that on the dance floor, but you're right. I mean, nobody... There's probably millions of, like, YouTube videos of people trying to reenact that and stuff like that, and, like, all the epic fails where the guy falls backwards and, like, they probably get hurt.
You would bust a hip. You would break a hip. And
this isn't Hollywood. This is real life.
So, and you like Dirty Dancing, right?
Oh, are you? Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I mean, like, I think I said the other day, like, I've only ever seen bits and pieces, but it plays so much, and I've seen so many bits and pieces. I know the gist of the movie, and, I mean, Patrick, like, you can't really get much past his hotness. I mean, what? There was a storyline? There was a plot? What?
Well, see, that's it. There, you've just said it. There is no plot. There is no storyline. There is no moralistic outcome. It's not like a Disney movie. There's no redeeming quality in that movie. That's what I'm trying to find out. You know, Ghost, for example. Everybody remembers the line at the end of Ghost. Now, I'll give Patrick Swayze credit for I'll give the writers credit for this. When he's finally going up to heaven at the end of Ghost, everybody remembers the line. He says, "Molly, it's amazing you take the love with you." Okay, that's the moral of the movie Ghost. That the love goes on after we all depart this planet. Okay, that's fine. And the moral of Roadhouse is, if you shoot your mouth off, you're going to eat your teeth. Now, what is the moral of Dirty Dancing?
Well, you didn't cover the other. What about Outsiders? What was that moral, Scott?
I haven't even seen that movie. I have no idea.
Now, come on. That's one of the most popular. Like, doesn't everybody have to at least read that book in high school?
Well, I think I read the book, but I didn't see the movie.
Well, they're pretty much the same thing.
Oh, see, well, I didn't want... Because I thought if Patrick Swayze was in it, he probably would have mucked up the movie.
Oh, come on. Listen, he could do a dog food commercial, and people would be at home drooling.
For the dog food or Patrick Swayze?
For Patrick.
No, I just... Patrick. I mean, really, one redeeming quality in Dirty Dancing.
Have you seen any of his Saturday Night Live skits? Those are hilarious, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember the one with Chris Farley. Yeah, I mean, he seemed like...
I laughed just thinking about it.
He seemed like a guy who could have a good time. I don't deny that. And Patrick Swayze, you know, he was a nice man, I'm sure. I don't doubt that.
Yeah,
but
we'll go with that. He's a nice guy.
A nice guy. He was a nice guy. But
he just
did not have the tools when it came to the movie-making industry, and that's why Whoopi Goldberg got an Oscar, and I think Patrick Swayze got, like, a trip to Jack in the Box and got some fries and a hamburger.
Oh, come on. You're killing me. Okay, Scott, I'm going to get off there, but just know that we'll be tuning in.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, I like the idea of being on in a bus. See, that's where you want to be. You want to be on in a bus. Because then you're entertaining the masses. It's like I have a studio audience here. Because I'm sitting in a studio. You know, you don't... I don't even know who's listening. You never know. But I know we've got an audience this morning because we're getting feedback on internet and email and all over the places and buses. I love it. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Okay, now see, again, being in the Full Service Lane Here radio show this morning, I'm being told that this girl can do the lift. Now, wait a sec. From the Dirty Dancing movie, well, doesn't somebody have to lift you up to do that lift, that little dance move? I don't. How can you say you can do the lift if you don't, don't you have to have a partner? Isn't that the whole point of dancing? Don't you have to have somebody to lift you up? Oh, and for the other person, Because if you ever want to deliver a Diet Coke to this station, now I'm not asking, I'm not saying you have to deliver a Diet Coke, but if you ever wanted to, you know, I'm here 8 to 10, I'm stuck in this seat from 8 to 10. Now, we are located at 165 West Center Street. We're in the Ohio Health Building on the corner of Prospect and Center Street. And you just come in the door, and you go up to the second floor, and we're at the very end of the hallway. So if you're ever out 8 to 10 any day during the week, you will be sure where I am. Now, we also know that... Okay, now here's an interesting subject. Will Smith movies. Now, yes, Will Smith can act. There are some movies that Will Smith has done that I can say are very good movies. Ali, tremendous. He's a tremendous actor in that movie. What else has Will Smith done that I like? I know he did Ali. I thought that was a good movie. There were a couple he did that I thought were kind of bombs. Well... I don't know. You know, it's a funny thing. Life is a funny thing in that everybody makes a few bombs. I'm not saying that people don't make bombs, but if the majority of your career is bombs, I think that's the problem. And I don't think the majority of Will Smith's career has been bombs. But I do think that Patrick Swayze was filled with a lot of bombage. That's all I'm saying. I didn't know this would be such a heavy topic this morning. Well, okay, I believe then I'm being told now that one of the girls did this iconic dance move with her father, where, you know, okay, I don't doubt that that happened, but it's not reality in life. If you're going to a dance teacher, I don't believe that that's happening. And first of all, why was nobody else in his dance class? It's just not reality. There's not a lot of reality going on in that movie. That's all I'm saying. We have 9 minutes left. We're going to finish up with this today. So 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Because it turned into a hot topic. You know? It's one of those hot topics we had to address. Thank goodness I came in today. But, you know, I think it's nice that people practice the Dirty Dancing movie. But as far as the quality of the movie, it just stinks. And I'm no movie reviewer. I'm no Gene Shalit. I'm no Siskel and Ebert. But the movie is just horrible. So, if you ever want to know... Now, you can watch any movie you want. This is not, you know, communist Russia. But I'm just saying that if you want to watch that movie and you care about my opinion, and why would you? It's awful. There you go. Now, if you want to watch it, go ahead. But the girl made the wrong choice. So for me, it just seems like a bad movie. And I think if you could... You know why there was no part two of that movie? Because part two of Dirty Dancing would be that... they get married, and then they're divorced within like 6 weeks, and now he can't make alimony payments. Because he's a dance teacher and not making that much money. He's like a grifting dance teacher from town to town. And now he can't make the alimony payments. So then she has to get her father, who's the doctor, to sue him. And that's the end of him. So there's the moral to the movie. Don't marry some grifting con artist dance teacher. That's the moral. Now you know. And that's the rest of the story. The Pursuit of Happiness, that's a good movie. Yeah, Will Smith, a great actor. There are a lot of great actors. The actor in Notting Hill, he's a great actor. If you catch a lot of his movies, he's terrific. Who else is a great actor? There's a lot of them. Who do you think's a great actor? Anybody out there have any ideas on a great actor? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, this does bring up a question that, do I like Footloose? Because I think a lot of people compare Footloose to Dirty Dancing. Well, of course I like Footloose. But Footloose is not the same premise as Dirty Dancing. Footloose is, you know, the town kind of goes crazy with dancing. Now, to me, I can get behind that because that's entertaining. See, that's the other problem with Dirty Dancing. There's no entertainment in that movie. There's not a scene where I would go, oh, that's entertaining. No, there's no entertainment in that movie. Tom Hanks, there's a great actor. Apollo 13, Forrest Gump, Philadelphia. Tom Hanks, the Mr. Rogers movie that he just did. Even though I haven't seen it, I hear it's very good. Tom Hanks, tremendous, tremendous, tremendous actor. Bill Murray is great. Groundhog Day, Ghostbusters. What else has Bill Murray done? Those are probably my two favorites with Bill Murray. But, oh, What About Bob? Does anybody remember What About Bob? The movie What About Bob that he did with Richard Dreyfuss? That is a hilarious movie. Hilarious movie. Leslie Nielsen was a great actor. Dan Aykroyd, who a lot of people kind of think is not a great actor. Dan Aykroyd's a very good actor. He's in Ghostbusters. He's tremendous. He's in Driving Miss Daisy. Oh, there's Morgan Freeman. How about Morgan Freeman? My goodness. What a tremendous actor there. Morgan Freeman is great. But boy, I haven't thought about What About Bob for a long time. What About Bob is just great. Now, I don't know that I've told anybody's life story here this morning, but we are going to tell some people's life stories as the week. Matter of fact, next week, we're going to tell some people's life stories here on the show. So I hope everybody's ready for that. But, I don't understand. Okay, you know what? With 4 minutes left to go here, since I've trashed this movie enough. And I'm sorry if you like the movie. If you like the movie, watch the movie. I'm just saying it's not my thing. I didn't even get to tell you this morning now why the whole Bailey, Notting Hill, you know, that whole thing. Maybe you'll have to listen tomorrow to understand that story as time goes on. But, okay, I'm going to give you some advice here when it comes to how to fix your life. Because, I want this to be a full-service radio show. I not only want this, I'm going to tell you about movies to watch, I'm going to tell you about movies not to watch, I'm going to tell you about actors, I'm going to tell you about actresses, I'm going to read your text messages, I'm going to take your phone calls, I'm going to do the whole thing. What I'm going to tell you about is, here is how you fix your life when it comes to your relationships. Here's how you do it. It's very simple. I can do this in 3 minutes. All you have to do is find the person who you have the most fun with. And I'm not talking about, how should I say it? I'm not talking about enjoyment. I'm talking about laughter. I'm talking about no stress. When you're around them, it's no stress. You look forward to seeing them because you know it's going to be a good time. And I'm not even saying you have to marry this person because, you know, I have some, for myself, I believe marriage is flawed. I think I have a phobia of marriage, and I think I have a phobia, I'm just not good at relationships. So you wouldn't even find me in that area. But people confuse sometimes having fun and enjoyment. If you look forward to being around somebody, people should examine that and say, why? What is it about that person that you look forward to seeing or being around? And, you know, sometimes that is love. It's the big L word. So it's not always about money. It's not always about protection. It's not always about comfortability. And I'll tell you this, sometimes, because I've heard this can happen, And when I say that, it means I've experienced this. Sometimes you get into things that you don't even know how you got into them until it's too late. And then it's too far gone, and you're like, oh, man, what do I do now? I don't want to be rude. I don't want to, you know, knock people over. I don't want to make people sad. And you're stuck. And what do? I'm going to tell you what you do. You get out of it. You get out of it, and you run for your life. Run for your life. Because life is too short to make a mistake. Life is not a dress rehearsal. You got to get it right. You may get it wrong. There's no sin in getting it wrong, but you've got to try to get it right every time to the best of your ability. And if you've got like twinges in your stomach that something's wrong, fix it. You've either got something wrong or you've got maybe some food from a place that the health inspector did not inspect. Now, that brings this very stimulating, fascinating program to an end. And hopefully everybody who's listening this morning, everybody on the bus, everybody on the internet, listens tomorrow, because we certainly would love to have you come back for another episode. We've got a mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp coming up 10:10 to 11 a.m. this morning. Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5. Mike Wilson tonight, 5:10 to 6. For this day, for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, this is Scott Spears, apparently suspected communist propagandizer, heading for the dugout. Make it a great day. And legendary Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
No, he won't call on me. I had two news conferences. I was in his face. I had my hand up and so forth, but he's afraid of my questions, and my questions are very direct. Why are we in a war? Unprovoked, killing innocent people who had no right to be in Iraq, period.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals, 2842 in Waldo Road,